The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go out to the River Islands guest line.
Oh, man.
All guests come courtesy of the River Islands guest line in Lathrop. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? Let's welcome in Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors, general manager. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I miss you guys. I miss
you too, baby. Yeah, obviously it's a big night here coming up at Chase Center. And, you know, it's so long ago, I just wanted to do the math, but you were hired in 2011, and Clay was the pick that year, right? You were hired in April, yeah. And then the draft was in June. So had you met him before that down in L.A.? What did you know about him? And kind of take us back to that decision at the time. I know you were working under Larry Riley, but, you know, what do you remember about that time?
It's interesting. The year before, I was at the Pac 10 or 12, whatever it was, conference tournament with Staples Center. Then I was sitting next to Danny Ainge. And this was the year before Clay came out. And he said to me, because I was an agent at the time, he goes, I would draft that kid right there in Washington State, Clay Thompson, if he comes out. I'm trying to see if he'll come out. And at that point, Clay would have been a late first round pick. And then Clay didn't come out, right? And so when he didn't come out, I was then at the combine in Chicago or whatever it was my first year as an assistant GM under Larry Riley. And Larry Harris told me early, Clay was not projected to be a lottery pick early in that draft process. He climbed his way up. But Larry Harris was the first one to say to me that I really like Clay Thompson. I really like Clay Thompson. And so there's a couple of people I trusted and respected that liked him. And then there's that famous story of his workout down at the old Clippers facility, like the Spectrum in Manhattan Beach, when Jerry West was there. And we, not just our team, but many teams were there watching Clay shoot. And there's not many guys that you just walk in the gym and watch him shoot one jump shot, two jump shots, and you're just mesmerized. I mean, Ray Allen's probably a guy like that. Chris Mullin. Steph, even Steph, he obviously, his jump shot is not textbook. Obviously, he's the best shooter ever to play basketball. But Clay shot, Mully, Ray, they have that, like, the one that you would teach, right? Steph's is probably tougher to teach, a little bit lower release point. Anyways, after we all saw him do that, we kind of, as a group, said, that's our guy, if we could get him. People forget that Milwaukee was picking 10th, and they traded that pick to Sacramento. I think Milwaukee would have taken Clay at 10. And then when they traded with Sac, Sac took Jimmer Fredette, and that allowed us to get Clay. So, yeah. I mean, I remember a dinner with Larry Riley and I had with him at Scott Seafood in Jack London Square. I don't know if that's still there. You remember that play? And so Clay didn't say anything. He was so quiet with Larry and I. And we left the dinner. Like, it's hard to tell with this guy. But, obviously, what a career with the Warriors, and he's still going.
Yeah, Bob, always a pleasure to talk to you. We were just trying to, you know, break down Clay Thompson and what made fans gravitate to him, not on the court, that was obvious, but off the court. How would you answer that?
Well, I want to leave enough time to talk about your pickup game, so I just want to
we
be quick.
We got it. It's coming, Bob. It's coming.
How much time can we allocate to the Goose pickup game? Just want to be so I know how to answer these questions.
Don't get him upset,
Bob. We can do it at about 2:15. About 2:15 this afternoon.
Oh, man.
What was the question, Goo? I totally forgot.
Why did the fans dig Clay? Why did they gravitate to Clay?
You got it. Authenticity, I think, just kind of the person. I think we all love people, no matter, you know, you just like someone who's real. And I think he was very, he is and was very unassuming. Work ethic, you know, he was very quiet in his game, like low, not a demonstrative guy, appreciated throughout the league. He got some huge defensive assignments in those playoff years, guarding Harden in some really tough series, guarding Kyrie. And his man-to-man defense was just high, high level. And then to still be able to shoot, for anybody that's played, you know, you look at players in the playoffs, a lot of times when players do defend at a lot higher level in the playoffs. So your shooting sometimes goes. If you guys remember that Rockets game where they missed 25 threes in a row, that would never happen if they weren't having to work so hard on defense. And so Clay was able to defend the other team's best perimeter player and score. And, you know, he did it a little bit. He was never the headliner. And so I think people loved watching him do his job at the highest level in the biggest moments. And Clay, he clearly, like, saved. I can get into it, but that Oklahoma City game. I've never rewatched much. I would rewatch that whole. If I could pick a game, I'd pick two games to rewatch. It'd be that one. And I'd Curry in Boston of my favorite games to rewatch. So.
Yeah. Hey, we're joined by Bob Myers, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Let me ask you this, because, you know, guys say stuff in the media and you never know if it resonates in the building or if it's a big deal or anybody cares. But, you know, when Mark Jackson was coaching this team long before the titles ever came, he said this is the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And, you know, back then it was a gutsy statement. Do you remember him making that? Do you remember thinking, boy, you know, easy, Mark? Or what do you remember about him saying that? And did you believe it at the time?
I did not. I wish I had that conviction, but he was right. Like you said, it was not a popular statement. A lot of people, I imagine many, many people kind of quietly smirked at that statement. But it turns out a couple things happened. One, he was correct. So he was way ahead of everybody else. And two, most importantly, forget about what everybody else thinks. It did, I believe, because I was in the building, give Clay and Steph confidence. And sometimes for young players, a coach making you feel like you're better than you even think you are is a great piece of coaching. And I think by him anointing them that way before everybody else, they started to believe in their abilities. Not that they lack for confidence, but it was a jolt in that area. And it's kind of like when Joe said that lonely banner up there, he was right. Yeah. You know, and by the way, that's not my personality. But people like that are brash and have that, you know, they sometimes can galvanize the situation. And so Mark, I've always credited Mark with that. That was a big thing that he did, and I think he was right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, Bob, I follow you on ESPN Countdown. I hear you when you do the games. I was telling Steiny it will never look right, Clay in another uniform. What? Share with us your thoughts when you see him in a Dallas uniform just playing for a different franchise.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. I just, but life doesn't, it's this idea that everybody gets to finish where they started as players is so rare. I guess I always had in the back of my mind, as much as I think everybody wished that it would end with, you know, Steph, Clay, and Draymond walking to the sunset. It's just, you look at any sport, any team, even if you want it to happen, so much has to line up for that to actually take place. Some of it's economic, some of it's situational. Some of it's just circumstances. And so I always thought, although that would be pretty amazing, that it was going to be hard to accomplish that. And who knows, if hopefully Draymond and Steph, I think Steph's clearly the best candidate to do that. But at the end, usually it doesn't happen. And so it is hard. And I think I actually can't really do it. I can't picture him still, even though I'm watching him in Dallas and cheering for him as an individual. it's hard for me to do still. I don't know what you guys think. It's just, it's hard for me to picture it and watch it.
Yeah, Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. Of course, Dallas in town tonight with Klay Thompson. And, you know, the one part of Klay's game that I thought maybe should have gotten more attention was his ability to defend ones and take a little pressure off Steph, particularly, you know, James Harden. When did you kind of discover that part of his game in his career?
Yeah, he did not come out of college. Nobody was saying he was an elite defender. Nobody, including us. And, you know, he worked at it. He's got a quiet tenacity about him. That's Klay. I think you guys know that. And so he prided himself. He's got great pride and a great competitiveness. And pride on the basketball court is not only one side of the court. I think if you're a prideful person, if you're a winner, if you're competitive, you realize that playing defense, although not as thought of as exciting, I should say, or you don't get the credit when you're just a great defender, but it matters just as much. Without his man-to-man defense, we probably don't win.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the level that we won in those years, I think we noticed it probably in year 2, 3, 4, but he was doing shell drills in the off season. I mean, he's working on his body. He didn't come in as thick as he was. He got much more physical. And Harden, people forget, isn't just quick and agile and skillful. He's strong. His hands are unbelievably strong. And so Klay's ability to take that up and then Steph sliding over to the non maybe playmaker. And by the way, people would try to put, you talk about Steph too. Steph worked himself into a very adequate defender, because they would try to pick on him in many of those series. So Klay covered up, some of our perimeter D by what he was able to do. Like you said, take the best player and make them work as hard as possible. You don't stop Kyrie or Harden. You guys are going to see Kyrie. I was watching Kyrie the other night. What he can do still is amazing. And so Klay did a great job. I don't think we noticed that, Matt. It was not out of college that we thought he could be that, but he worked himself into it.
Bob, you got me thinking when you said you went down memory lane with the OKC game for Klay, and Bonte put out a tweet last night. What was your favorite Klay memory? And there's so many. The 60 points in 29 minutes against Indy, the game you mentioned with OKC. But, Bob, mine is the 37 points in a quarter in 2015 against Sacramento. Like, Bob, just that's insane. And I don't think that will ever – anybody will top that. 37.
No, that was I was obviously there, and it was actually, you should, if you talk to Joe, he actually missed that game. He's never going to forgive himself. Lakeham missed it. It was funny. His son Kirk was texting him being like, you should see it, it's pretty good. And Joe was obviously wishing he was there. But that was almost surreal watching that happen. It was what did he do? He took like three dribbles. He didn't even dribble, I feel like, in the quarter. He had one.
12
he had,
minutes.
You know, it's crazy. Well, you know, the best shooters, you guys play basketball.
Well.
You know, the best shooters, even their misses or makes. He had a shot there in that quarter where it bounced up and around. It was a three, and it bounced up and around and then found its way in. And I was like, that was the miss, and it was a make.
Right.
But then once that went, it was like he was just, it was just insane. And Yeah, dude, that was, you know, there's certain things that stick with you, and that was certainly one of them. And I don't know that anybody will do that again. I don't know. That's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that is. All right, Bob. Well, listen, we appreciate
You're
it as
man.
Always, and should be a fun night out there tonight. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Nice. Are you guys? I know you're there now. Are you going? You going to the game or?
Yeah, we got to check it out. We
got to go now that we're here for sure.
They got us outside, Bob. A little chilly right now.
I wish I could be there. I want to hear how it is. I'll have to call one of you guys later and see how it was. So
all right, there it is.
Appreciate it, Bob.
Take care,
man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Bob Myers.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.